Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 35 and 36. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher Jesus anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Don't be afraid, just believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Crack! A flash of lightning and another epic boom of thunder. It's the middle of the night and a huge storm is making its presence known. Mom says, "Don't be afraid, I'm right here." Your grandfather is in the hospital for the third time this year. Grandma says, "Don't be afraid. Jesus is with Grandpa, and he's also with you." There are a lot of things in this world that can make us feel afraid or anxious. In those times, it's pretty common to go to Mom, Dad, or another adult for help. In today's Bible account, we hear about Jairus. He was an important church leader who managed the local church. His little daughter was sick. Very sick. Jairus begged for help because he felt helpless. Where did he go for help? He went to an adult, but not just any adult. He went to Jesus. Jesus had been healing others, teaching people, and even raising people from the dead. Jesus' words to Jairus were simple. "Don't be afraid. Just believe." Just believe? Believe what? Believe that Jesus is God. He is the one who made the world, the one who calmed a sea, walked on water, healed a blind man, chased out demons, and most of all, he is the one who forgives sins. Think about that list for a minute. Why did he do all that? Because he loved them and because he loves you. Can you imagine the joy that Jairus and the little girl's mom felt when Jesus took her hand and she sat up? They saw that he even had power over death. God made promises to those in the Bible, and he's made promises to you and me as well. He has kept every promise he's made. He's faithful. He forgives us. He has made a place for us in heaven. He has promised to be with us in all things. Life has some scary things sometimes. Sometimes things turn out just fine, but sometimes hard things happen. In it all, you and I don't need to be afraid. Our God is all-powerful. Our God has promised that he will be with us each and every day. And God has promised that our ultimate home is with him in heaven. We pray to Jesus, who keeps his promises. Dearest Jesus, sometimes life can be scary. Thank you for all the promises that you have made and kept, especially promising to forgive me, to have a place for me in heaven, and to be with me each and every day. Help me to trust and believe in you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.